News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is Ministry of Defence, AIPT and APTC Depot, Pune, Maharashtra, invites applications for direct recruitment of Group C Defence Civilian posts. There are a total of 101 vacancies for various positions such as lower division clerk, cook, multitasking staff, gardener, safai wala, watchman and more. The pay scale ranges from 18,000 rupees to 63,200 rupees depending on the position. Candidates must be between 18 to 25 years of age with relaxation for SC/ST and OBC categories. Interested individuals can send their applications to the commandant, AIPT and APTC Depot Pune with the necessary documents attached. For detailed eligibility criteria, qualifications and application format, please refer to the Employment News advertisement. Application deadline is within 28 days from the publication date. Visit the website for details at https://mod.gov.in. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, is currently seeking applications for the position of Private Secretary at the National Seeds Research and Training Center, NSRTC, in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. This position is for Group B gazetted employee on a non-deputation including ministerial in Level 7 on a short-term contract basis. Interested candidates can find detailed eligibility conditions on the official website www.agriwelfare.gov.in or at www.nsrtc.nic.in. Applications must be submitted within 60 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites nominations for the post of Inspector and Sub-Inspector on deputation basis. There are 50 vacancies for the Inspector position, Pay Matrix Level 7, and 64 vacancies for Sub-Inspector position, Level 6, with postings across India. Applications must be sent through the proper channel to the SP Admin, NIA Headquarters, opposite CGO Complex, Lodi Road, New Delhi 11003, within 60 days from the date of publication in Employment News. For more details and the application form, you may visit the website at www.nia.gov.in/recruitment-notice.htm. Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, invites applications for the post of Development Officer Engineering on deputation or short-term contract basis, Group A gazetted, non-ministerial, pay level 11. This has 6 vacancies. Kindly apply within 60 days from the publication date in Employment News. For further details, you may visit https://commerce.gov.in. The Engineering Department of Union Territory Chandigarh seeks to fill 3 vacant junior engineer civil positions in public health wing through deputation. Applicants must have a diploma in civil engineering from a recognized institute. Eligible and willing officers should send their applications within 60 days of this advertisement in the Employment News. The maximum age limit for appointment of deputation is 56 years. For more information, you may refer to the website of Chandigarh Administration, https://chdengineering.gov.in. www.nhs.gov.in. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, New Delhi has extended the application deadline for the post of Assistant Advisor Information Technology on deputation basis. As advertised in the Employment News Edition, dated 26 April 2024. The new closing date for submission of applications is 18th July 2024. For detailed advertisement and application procedure, interested candidates are advised to visit NDMA's website at https://ndma.gov.in. Engineering Department, Union Territory, Chandigarh is seeking to fill three vacant posts of Junior Engineer Civil in the Public Health Wing through deputation. Eligible candidates from Central Government, State Governments, Union Territories, Administrations, Public Sector Undertakings, Universities, Recognized Research Institutions, Semi-Government or Autonomous Bodies and Statutory Organizations holding analogous posts on a regular basis are encouraged to apply. Applicants must possess a diploma in civil engineering from a recognized institute, and those with higher education will also be considered. The age limit for appointment by deputation shall not exceed 50 years as of the closing date of receipt of applications. The application in the prescribed format must be forwarded through proper channel and reach the office within 60 days from the date of issue of the advertisement in the Employment News. For more details, and to download the application form, please visit the official website at chandigarh.gov.in. The National Institute of Food Technology, Entrepreneurship and Management, Thanjavur, NIFTEMT, is pleased to announce a vacancy for the position of an administrative officer on a deputation basis. One vacancy. This presents a valuable opportunity for eligible individuals to join their esteemed institution. The selected candidates will receive a competitive remuneration as per the pay matrix level 10 and will play a crucial role in the administration establishment and accounts function. For detailed information on the application process, eligibility criteria and terms and conditions, for all those interested individuals, they can visit the website at www.niftem.ac.in. The Indian Institute of Technology, Kharagpur, invites online applications from Indian nationals for various non-teaching positions. For details regarding educational qualifications, experience and updates, kindly visit the website www.iitkgp.ac.in/non-teaching positions for further details. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.